It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Wisconsin has the highest number of fatal head-on crashes. It's Work Zone Awareness Week, and a reminder to put down your phone while driving. Projections show the state's general fund will shrink but remain healthy. And Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin have narrow leads in their respective polls. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Wisconsin leads the nation when it comes to fatal crashes involving wrong-way drivers. Robin Colbert tells us more.
From 2013 to 2022, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says just over 9% of fatal crashes in Wisconsin involved wrong-way drivers. That compares to the national rate of 3.5%. A study a few years ago by AAA found that drunken driving, older drivers, and driving alone increase the risk of fatal wrong-way crashes. Nighttime driving is also a factor, with 78% of wrong-way collisions occurring between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Road construction projects are underway across the state. Emily Hine with the details.
Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Work Zone Awareness Week, kicking off the start of the 2024 construction season on Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like to remind motorists of the importance of driving safely. Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson says, slow down, be patient, and avoid distractions, especially in work zones. I'm Emily Hine.
Wisconsin is partnering with 14 other states to investigate airlines and protect passengers. Ted Allen is boarding now.
The U.S. Department of Transportation announced Tuesday the initiative will allow the Biden administration to give precedence to cases of misconduct if state attorneys general find the airlines or ticket agents have participated in unfair or deceptive airline practices. Such cases could be referred to the federal DOT for enforcement. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg used as an example travelers with canceled flights that had to wait for days for a new flight or pay more to fly home on a different airline. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows the state's general fund will be dropping significantly from record highs following the pandemic. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Researcher Jason Stein says the fund will be dropping from over $6 billion to under $4 billion.
The state going forward does need to be, you know, circumspect and cautious about how it uses the surplus that remains. So there's money to spare, but not unlimited funds at this point.
That drop in the fund comes after the Republican-led legislature and Governor Tony Evers raised some spending and lowered taxes last year. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Supreme Court justices are questioning how much power legislative committees should wield in a case brought by Democratic Governor Tony Evers against the Republican-controlled legislature in a fight that could have broad impact on how state government functions. The court heard arguments in the case Wednesday. A ruling in favor of Evers would upend decades-old practices in the legislature and make it easier to approve projects in a land stewardship program. But justices echoed concerns raised by Republicans that the case could have far broader impacts affecting the separation of powers between the executive and the legislative branches. The court will issue its ruling in the coming weeks. A new Marquette Law School poll has Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin with narrow leads in Wisconsin. Bob Haig has the numbers.
The latest poll has the former president supported by 51% of registered voters in Wisconsin, President Joe Biden by 49%. The numbers are identical among likely voters. In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin has the support of 52% of registered voters. Republican challenger Eric Hovde is at 47%. Among likely voters, the race is a dead heat, both at 50%. The survey conducted April 3rd through 10th, interviewing 814 registered voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.8%. 736 respondents were considered likely voters. The margin of error for that group is plus or minus 5%. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.